News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Week to go until the inauguration of Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States. What will it mean for Irish trade? Minister for Trade Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation, Derek O'Leary, is with us on the line. Morning, Minister.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. Looking at this, it would appear he's coming for what we already have, which is a lot of profits made by US companies that are registered in Ireland, albeit within the existing frameworks that are allowed. He's coming after us, Minister.
No, look, we have to be calm and we have to be very confident in what we're doing here, Jonathan. You know, he hasn't taken office yet. He will next week. But we're working, our teams, our diplomatic teams in the USA and in the context of trade, our teams in Enterprise Ireland and in IDA are working. They will work within the new environment. They'll work with our client companies. Last year, for the first 7 months, we did 126 billion euro worth of exports, Jonathan. About 30% of that went to the USA. And for the first 7 months of last year, there was an 8 billion euro increase in exports to the USA. So it's obviously very, very important. And we're very attuned to any challenge facing it. But I'm confident because it is a two-way story. Ireland is the ninth biggest investor, Irish business, the ninth biggest investor in the USA. We have investments of just under $350 million there. We employ 100,000 people.
So he won't care. Derek Leary, I hate to break you. He won't care about that. He has an America First policy.
He's a business person and he sees the level of employment across US states. He also knows that the kind of products that we're producing here in Ireland. So, for instance, Ireland produces 4 out of 5 medical stents. We produce 50% of all hospital ventilators, 1 in 3 contact lenses. That kind of production can't
all
be America,
all
overnight.
American companies,
yes,
the ones that he's trying to target.
All by Irish labour, Jonathan, all in very complex production processes that can't be changed overnight. So we have a lot of advantages, and I think we need to speak up about those advantages and talk those up. But we're very aware of the challenges, and we will engage in those challenges. And also the fact, Jonathan, as well, that we are the only English-speaking country in the European Union that is a major source of investment and will continue to be for US companies seeking to use the single market and seeking to access the single market. Ireland is a door to the single market that's not available to them in a lot of other European countries.
It sounds like, with due respect, we're like the child in the playground saying, we know the bully's going to punch us, we just hope he doesn't punch us too hard.
No, we're not, Jonathan. No, I think that's very unfair. That's very unfair on people who are working very hard, not just in Irish diplomacy or in Irish trade, but in Irish industry. We've worked very hard to up the value of our production, to up our skills levels across the country. And that is why we're producing the kind of complex materials. You know, I've given you some stats from MedTech in pharma. We're producing very complex drugs that are absolutely necessary to supply chains in the United States and to treatment things, not just across the world. So, you know,
but he wants to bring that production back to the US, Derek Leary.
We will
that's what he's saying.
We will engage in whatever is presented to us. We will engage constructively. We will engage with confidence, but we are very attuned to any challenge. We have to be. We are a trading nation. We have dealt with challenges before, and we will deal with this one.
Okay. Just want two other brief matters before we let you go. The government formation talks, are we going to have a government in place by the time the Dáil resumes?
Look, we're working towards that, and the teams have been working, the negotiation teams, incredibly hard to achieve that. We have a parliamentary party meeting in Fianna Fáil tomorrow. So we will have a good update by then. And we've put a Nordesh, a members' conference on standby for Sunday to approve a programme for government so that we'll be ready. The Taoiseach has been very, very clear that he wants a government in place by tomorrow week so that we can get to work on facing the kind of challenges we just discussed.
Optimistic?
We will get an update tomorrow. I know everybody is working might and main to get it done. The team are working incredibly hard to get it done, and I have confidence that they will. But we'll have an update, a parliamentary party meeting tomorrow, and at that Ardesh on Sunday.
All right. And the other thing we'll be talking about a little bit later in the programme, the Injuries Resolution Board, pretty comprehensive research showing that, you know, the fact is that it's working. The quantum of claims is coming down and the system that is in place is finally starting to turn the tide against the claims culture that Ireland previously had a reputation for. Do you think, and we'll hear from them in a few minutes with Joe Linen, but do you think that insurance companies should be dropping their premiums to reflect the reality as per this report?
Absolutely. You know, Jonathan, we have changed the entire landscape of Insurance Ireland over the course of the outgoing government. And even the information that's been published today by the Resolution Board, we gave them extra powers to use the information they have to give us the kind of information. They have assessed 30,000 public liability claim applications between 2019 and 2023. As you said, the quantum of claims are down, but also, and more importantly, the total value of awards in 2023 was down €20 million versus 2019. That's a 37% reduction. And that's what we were always told, that awards were too high in Ireland. So with the personal injury guidelines, awards are being reduced both at the Injuries Resolution Board and in courts. And we want to see that reflected in claims. The industry will say other costs are increasing. That is true. But the entire landscape in terms of the injury guidelines, in terms of the kind of research and the kind of data that we have, has changed totally. And also in the context of public liability, Jonathan, the introduction of new legislation in 2023 has changed that environment totally. That should now be seen in operating claims. You know, okay. The new incoming government will treat this as a priority as well. We need more competition. And my colleague Neil Richmond has been doing massive work in that space. And we'll be very focused on increasing competition in the market okay. with this new environment.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.